So this is audio mode day. What's the date today? The 9th, the 8th? So I think it's the 8th or the 7th in my book. I'm needing to catch up. Thank you very much. You have a read of that first, Ben, because I've got an idea of what I want. And we're just listening to... well, I haven't seen Ben for nearly a year.
Are those steel or nylon strings?
I would think they're steel strings.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's not sure, because they're quite soft for steel strings. So it's been amplified, to be fair, but... It's very impressive, actually. It's doing Yesterday by the Beatles, I suspect. So I'm going to put that over there so you can have a quick listen, and I'll come back to you. But, you know, I'm always a music person, so I think this is particularly good. This busker outside here. The busker's getting better in Birmingham. Yeah. And then we'll have a catch up with Ben and find out what he's been up to, because he's studying all clever stuff at university. Hang on a sec. There you go, audio mo, a moment of audio, I reckon that was. And impromptu, and there he is, he carries on. So Ben's reading the Braille menu at Bella Italia, which is where we are. And we're going to find out if anything takes his fancy. It's all a bit...
it's a big menu.
...of a reunion going on. Yeah, yeah, it is a big menu. They've got burgers and stuff towards the back. I read it the other week, so...
It's
got...
not.
What are you fancying?
I was looking for pizzas.
Oh, really? Okay. They do pizzas, that's for sure.
Oh, wait, I just found this pizza.
I'll be back in a minute, and we'll carry on with this.
Water, apart from a tiny bit of Portugal.
Oh, wow. So I'm speaking to Ben now. Ben's at university, and he's really special. Because he's you are visiting her, but you're at university, aren't you, at the moment, in York?
Yes.
And have been for... Have you broke up yet?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, you have broken up. And so this year's gone really quick for me, anyway. I don't know how it has for you, but it seems like last year we were just talking about you going to university, and we were talking about what you're going to be doing there, and talking about all the different kind of... Not publicly, really, but just the kind of... whatever the apprehensions might be about going. It was pre-Olympics, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because we went to the Olympics, didn't we?
Yes.
So we did that before you went to uni. So what's been happening for Ben in university land?
Well, it's been very constructive.
Has it?
I don't think I've been complacent with my time, really.
No.
It's been full of variety, there have been a few stressful bits, but they've paid off, I think.
Okay, so let's unwrap that a little bit, because I'm interested, because loads of people say, and I'm not saying that they're wrong, it's their experience, of course, but lots of young people that have visually impaired that have been going to university have had quite some struggles. You sound as though you haven't had so many struggles, and what is the nature of your course, and why do you think you've not had struggles so much?
As studying music at university requires quite a lot of passion. It's why dropout rates for those courses and things tend to be much lower than for subjects that have become a bit easy in school, like maths. Mm, yeah. And when people move up, they get a bit of a shock. But music requires total commitment and passion, really.
So why hasn't your vision impairment impacted on that in any way then?
Well, it's been, I think my involvement in college life and university life would probably be quite a bit better if I could see. I can imagine conducting being great fun if one could see, if you could follow music in order to do that. Equally, hassle of having to memorise music is awkward. I memorised the whole 15-minute piece this year, and it took the majority of the second. Well, in fact, all of the second term.
Wow.
And it went, and so and it's the first 10.
Thank you.
Would you like any more drinks? Any more Coca-Cola?
I'm okay for a minute, thanks. But
and for you?
Could I have another one?
Another one, okay.
Actually, no, I will have another one as well.
Okay, so
yes,
two more.
Yes. Thank you. Brilliant. We'll come back to this in a minute because this is good. Okay, so we're back on, having been given our pasta, our starters. So what were you saying about...
I was just saying that I learnt Bach's Passacaglia and Fugue in C minor.
Oh my goodness.
Which is quite an epic organ piece, and it's around 15 minutes long. It's kind of the first 10-minute plus piece I've learnt. And it required quite a lot of my resources.
Wow, yeah, I bet. So do you think your passion to do this course and to be where you are trumps any issues you would have around accessibility then?
Well, there's of course
finish?
Some.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
I'm gonna put more calorie here for you.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna take your place.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
It's lovely.
Okay, can I?
Yes.
Can I talk now?
Yes.
Some academic institutions are obviously going to get it right, and with others, it's going to be more difficult. But what I've found is that people have offered more than I need for example, which I think is the better case than people offering too little.
Yeah.
And for example, to set up a project that I'm doing next year, the person who's leading the project actually invited me to come and speak to them about how I use emails internet and computers generally, because they obviously hadn't experienced anything like my needs before.
Okay.
And so you can appreciate why.
Polo limone siciliano.
Thank you.
And pasta Marco Polo.
Thank you very much. Lovely.
Would you like any black pepper?
Yes, please? Some black pepper for me, please. They're quick with this stuff, aren't they?
Yeah.
Black pepper.
Thank
for you, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
And for you?
No, thank you.
Okay, bon appetit. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
I can appreciate why people who've never encountered blind people before might think that email and the internet is impossible.
But actually, for us, they're quite minor things, aren't they? So that wouldn't explain the whole story about why and how you, the fact that you found that you've been able to access and work your way around your first year. Because obviously, you know, email and that we use every day, don't we? That's quite a small part of what you need for what you do. So,
but well, I also, Mika, because the university has a collegiate structure, I've had to learn my way around our college, I keep discovering new new alleyways and passageways every day, I'm all confident with that, because there are 8 colleges. I know my college quite well, but I've also been to others, so I probably know about a quarter of the whole university. Right. And I can, of course, get buses to different bits, missing out on bits that I haven't.
So have you done anything to sample New York at all? Because you're at York University, aren't you? So have you done, you know, have you done anything that you've been sort of socially that you do regularly or that you've really, really enjoyed?
Well, I've been to the cathedral a little bit. Not as often as I would like. The transport there is a bit awkward. Mm. And if there is an optional thing on in the music department, it's I would probably go to that instead. It's been.
Wow. So what would you say has been the one thing that you, the biggest thing that you've achieved that you're most pleased about that said, I'm really, 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 really glad that I did this, that all the, any apprehension, any worry, any concern was worth it?
Well, probably doing the recital at the beginning of the third term of the numerous pieces, including the Passacaglia, which I learnt in the second term, painstakingly.
Mm. Was that watched by people as well?
Yeah.
By an audience or?
Yeah, it's a public event, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I think feel pretty inspired by that, mate. And I appreciate you telling me and sharing it with the world of Audio Boo. Ben and I are going to chat about other things now, but just our own little conversation. I've known Ben since he was, born. And so we do go back a long way, it's fair to say. I thought you'd all find that a little bit interesting and I hope inspiring, and I'll speak to you all soon, and Ben will be famous and you'll see him on telly, I'm sure, on Radio 3 or somewhere doing amazing classical things in the future. Bye for now.